This is a Triple J podcast.
Dee, there's been an emergency at home.
Oh?
I'm not feeling comfortable. I'm not feeling safe.
What's happened?
I think there's a mouse in the house.
No. This is why you shouldn't have dogs and you should have cats.
I absolutely do know there's a mouse in the house. I think there's a second mouse, actually.
You've got a family of mice.
Yeah, so let me tell you quickly. This week, I was coming home after a night out, after a gig or something, and I noticed the mouse trap was like, it had moved. It used to be underneath the oven, but now it was like right against the dishwasher, and there's like a tiny gap between the dishwasher and the floor.
Yeah.
And I was actually like, what the hell? And then the mouse trap started moving, and I was like, oh my fucking God, there's a mouse in there. And it was really stressful. I didn't want to deal with it, so I shut all the doors of the kitchen and everything because I was like, I'm not doing this right now. It's like past midnight, and I was like too stressed out. And then I came back in the morning, and it was in the middle of the kitchen.
No.
I feel really bad.
Well, I mean, what would you have done? You wouldn't have been able to do anything. It's not like you can go.
I couldn't. I mean, some would say, listening to this, they'd be like, you should have released it outside. But I was just scared to touch it. I don't know.
Growing up in regional, like being in a regional area, I was always so scared of hitting a kangaroo or wildlife.
Yeah.
Because they say that you have to kill the animal to take it out of its misery. But I've never done it, never hit an animal, but I was always so scared that I was going to because I was like, I don't think I could do that.
Yeah, no, I don't think
And I
could
know
either.
It's logically the right thing to do, but I just don't know if I have it in me to be able to kill an animal.
Yeah.
Well, like, well, I know I don't have it in me to kill an animal.
I literally couldn't. Like, if someone's like, get the shovel, I'm like, nah, you do it. I can't do it. It's too painful.
So what did you do in the morning?
Well, I got some like really long barbecue tongs and put it in the bin.
And it was ripped. It was RIP.
It was R.I.P.
Oh, Bobby can.
But I also think there's another one in the house because literally last night, I could hear this sound and it just sounded weird. And maybe I'm just paranoid. I can't sleep.
You can't sleep at night. I can't sleep at night too. For a different reason, because my matcha whisk has mold on it.
You just bought that.
I know.
The bamboo one.
The bamboo one from Japan.
It's got mold.
Which costs a lot of money and I don't have that at the moment. And I literally got this new because I'm on a matcha journey. I'm trying to like decrease my anxiety by not having coffee. So I'm having matcha. And I bought this amazing whisk from Japan, bamboo, was really excited to use it. Yeah. And within a week, mold all throughout it.
Are you sure it's not just like green matcha
powder?
No,
babe. This
stain.
Is black. And it's like mold, like proper mold all inside the whisk because I wash it out and it just gets moist and then the mold grows. I don't know how this is happening. I've dipped it in white vinegar in the hope that it'll clean it. It's only done a little bit of cleaning and now I just don't know what to do about my matcha.
You need to go on like matcha Reddit immediately and find out. The way that I'm more like freaking out about this than you freaking out about my mouse right now.
Because also, you know, I have, for anyone listening, like I have an intense mold phobia because one time I did this mold investigation for Hack and found out that it's like it's inside so much of our walls in our rentals and it's making us sick. Anyway, it made me paranoid and I would go around the whole house with white vinegar trying to clean every little bit of mold I could find. God. So now it's on my whisk.
So what are you going to do?
I'm like, why can't we have nice things?
Yeah. Are you going to order a new whisk or?
I don't know. I'm just not using it. Yeah.
That sucks.
Okay. Enough of this. This is boring. Let's move on.
Let's talk about the episode.
Let's go to the episode.
This one I'm really excited about today. Honestly, one of the most diverse ranges of opinion on this question.
Yeah.
Can you be friends with someone you're attracted to?
Okay. So what do you mean by this? Do you mean like you've got a bunch of friends and some of them you find hot and you...
Like, it can be a sort of a physical attraction. It can be like an attraction because you love their smile or their vibe or like they have attractive qualities. But essentially, I think a lot of us have gone through that thing where they're friends with somebody and where you're friends with somebody and you start to get close and maybe some boundaries get a little bit blurred and then maybe you or the other person falls for each other. And then it's just like, wait, do we keep the friendship or do I try and pursue them as like a relationship?
Right. Or maybe there's like a hookup history.
Yeah, there can be a hookup history. It could be a workmate. So I really want to explore all angles of this, whether you are the person falling for someone, if you have a friend who you reckon likes you, or if you're a partner and you feel like your partner's friendship with somebody is a little bit high going, tune in because this episode's for you.
Hey, when we discussed doing this as an episode, my brain automatically went to this series One Day. Is it One Day?
Yeah, One Day on Netflix.
Yes. So when I was sick a couple of weeks ago, I just binged the whole thing. Mm. And basically, for anyone who hasn't watched it, the storyline is like these two people hook up on like a university thing party, and then they decide in the moment, like, we're just going to be friends. And then it explores, like, the series explores their whole friendship over like 10 decades and goes in and out of them having different relationships and different jobs and careers. And yeah, I won't give too much away, but basically their friendship like gets in the way. It's like it really borderlines on sexual tension. Like there's sexual tension. She's in love with him, but they've kept this friendship for 10 years. And like even when they're in their own relationships, the other person is quite threatened or jealous and like alludes to being like, I know that you guys are in love with each other. Mm. So when I think about this particular thing about like, can you be friends with someone you're attracted to? I guess I think of that, right? Like
that's like a perfect summary of how a lot of people are feeling. So we put this up on our Instagram. We wanted to know what the vibes were, and so many people got back. I think a lot of people came to the table with this being like, yes, you can be attracted to. And I think everyone has like a bit of a different definition of that.
Right.
Whether that is like sexual attraction or yeah. like you're attracted to like good qualities of the person, that well, kind of thing.
Well, Tilly made a good point because they said work crushes for sure, but I think this is natural.
See?
Because like flirting and crushing is natural. And
yeah.
I guess everyone individually, if you're in a relationship, gets to define what is your boundary, right?
Exactly.
But I'd be crushing. I'd be out here crushing.
I fucking love a crush.
Babe, if I'm not flirting.
No one is safe.
I'm not me.
Exactly.
I'll play with a rock.
Millie as well DM'd us saying it's totally possible to be friends if you have appropriate boundaries. There you go.
There.
A lot of people do agree with that one,
Millie,
as well.
That's yeah. what I said.
Whereas Andrew says, as soon as you start confiding in someone about deeply personal stuff, then it's all over.
Okay. So which then is that like, sounds okay. like that's Andrew's boundary.
Exactly.
And it takes me back to the episode we did last year when we spoke about emotional cheating, right?
Mm.
It's going to be so different for each person.
So I guess let's split this up into like two different ways. Let's
yes.
start with like the people who reckon it is completely not possible to be friends with someone who you're attracted to.
In my experience, especially in my first couple of years of uni when I was 18, 19, that every time I thought I'd made friends with a guy that I was really excited to have that friendship, that in the end it turned out they just wanted to sleep with me. And once I had slept with them, they just disappeared and we weren't friends anymore. So I don't really know. Like, I'd like to believe the best in it, but I think about that. And I also think about my history of friendships with men and realizing that I basically had slept with all of them at one point or another. So I don't really know what that means and has kind of left me evaluating things a little bit.
So that was Danny right there who brought up a very good point. What did you think of that, Dee?
Well, I wonder if it's gendered then, because I think from a lot of the DMs we got, and we'll get into this, but it seems to be that maybe men and women, male, like, you know, those types of friendships, sometimes you might feel like it's not so genuine on the guy's behalf.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we definitely had a lot of women who would resonate with that, including Georgia.
If a guy hits on me and I reject them, I've stopped saying, oh, but we can totally just be friends. I used to say that, but I've stopped saying that because every time I do that, the guy never truly, completely respected the fact that I have said that we should just be friends. Like, there's always, even if it's subtle or subconscious, there's always that small element of, like, weirdness when asking about if I have another partner, or like strangeness of like watching me flirt with someone, or like I haven't met a guy emotionally mature enough to completely decide that he wants to be okay with just being friends. Like there's always, I feel like there's always going to be that little element of guys' brains who are like, but I like them.
Have you been friends with someone that you've hooked up with and remained friends platonically?
No, but I guess like maybe the circumstance of when we hooked up, it was very casual and it wasn't like, let's be friends. I was like, that's,
yeah,
that was just a hookup. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like the intention wasn't there.
I have a really good friend that I went on a date with once and then it didn't go into anything romantic, but now we're still good friends.
Mm.
And then I have a guy friend, like wouldn't say we're like besties, but like you know, we go and do shit together. I'd say we're pretty, like, you know, we're good friends, and he and I used to have sex, and now we've both got partners and we're friends.
Yeah. See, it's interesting because I completely understand where people are coming from, because we had so many women come through with similar opinions to Danny and Georgia, talking about friendship with a guy, if you're a woman and you're both straight, is like not possible. And I think it kind of comes back to that idea of like the way that we're grown up and socialized as like people. I feel like women are socialized to have relationships with guys that don't, we don't even think about that. Like, it's just like, no, they're just like a mate. Like, they're just pals.
Well, also, I guess under the patriarch, from such a young age, men are taught that women are like, oh, who's the girl you got a crush on? Or like,
yeah,
you know, and
better lock up really, your sons and daughters, like that kind of vibe.
Yeah,
like,
and you could really, I mean, we don't need to, because it will take us like hours and hours to unpack, you know, how like for some, it's women are kind of taught to be objects and sexual desires. But yeah, I wonder, like, even going back to the hookup thing, like, I wonder if like my friendships have stayed intact because we're all in relationships. And maybe that's the thing, is like, that's the safety net, because the attraction's there because you've hooked up before, or you say you even haven't hooked up, but you, the attraction's there. You both kind of know the sexual tension, but you just are in relationships, so it's not going to happen now. But it's not like you're saving the friendship for later. But I think there's no denying that, like, the guys I'm friends with, I probably could have sex with if I wanted to one day.
Potentially, yeah.
Again.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I get you. Well, on that sort of note of like the gendered stuff, we did have like quite a few people come through with same-sex like relationships, like Hayley.
On New Year's, I met this girl and I instantly was like attracted to her and thought she was really funny. So I actually texted her after we met and asked her out, and she very kindly said no, that she was seeing someone, but she thought I was really cool. And we kept talking and we started hanging out, and she's a very flirty person. So after a couple times hanging out, I had to very embarrassingly admit to her again for the second time that I was actually still into her, and these like flirty remarks that she was making were making me a bit uncomfortable and making me feel like we probably couldn't like keep our friendship, which she was very respectful of, and decided to drop the flirty remarks around me. And we are still friends. Like, she's one of my best friends, but it is very hard sometimes to keep up the friendship when I still am very much attracted to her, but also don't want to lose our friendship.
Isn't that interesting? Wow. It sounds like Hayley's still in it, even though she's like, yeah, we're all good, we're still besties, we see each other like every day. I don't know.
That must be really hard.
I just don't know how you can maintain that if you're genuinely like really attracted to this girl, especially when she was like giving the flirty marks, even though you're like, no, that's my boundary, don't do that.
Yeah. You're leading really me on hard. And it's confusing me about this friendship.
Totally. We got a DM from Angus as well, saying a pretty like hard point that he was like, this is what I think. He says, if you're in a relationship and you're sexually attracted to a friend of the opposite sex, presumably if you are into, like if you're hetero,
yeah,
you need to break up if you're not poly. Your partner.
Wait, what?
Yeah. Your partner should be the only one you find attractive in that way if you're serious about it.
No.
So he's literally like, you've got to break up.
No.
If you're sexually attracted to another person, you've got to break up.
No. Sorry.
Yeah.
I'm attracted to fucking everyone. Like, you know what I mean? I'm like, no, that doesn't mean that, like, I don't know. I just think that that's really, like, stifling a relationship to be just, like, this one person means everything to you. Like, you can go into partnerships for so many different reasons.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just think, like, yeah, nah. I think you can be attracted to people. It doesn't mean that you're acting on it.
It's interesting because everyone has so many different definitions for this and, like, what they think. So maybe let's go into the people who think it is possible to have a friendship. And you might not be surprised by this. A lot of guys were like, it's possible.
Of course you can be attracted to people you're friends with. It's a conscious choice whether you do anything about it. I would say that I'm attracted to the majority of my female friends, but don't actually have to act on anything relating to that.
All right, Tom, pop off. And then, yeah, Damo slid into our DMs with the same thing.
Yeah, you can be friends with someone you're attracted to. Like, the people you're trying to surround yourself with are, you know, people who have attractive qualities about them. That doesn't necessarily mean that has to interfere with it.
Straight to the point, Damo and Tom. But, you know, it's not only guys who thought this as well. We had a DM from Laura saying, I was so devo when my guy friend told me he liked me after 7 years of friendship. I just said, thanks for letting me know. I don't feel the same. We've moved past it and we're still besties.
Oh, that's really hard to do.
So it's possible.
I love that they managed to do that. Like, yeah, they valued the friendship. And that makes me feel so, like, oh, for the friend who admitted that, that would have been so hard to say.
Yeah, like, how does he deal with that? Does he just, like, squash those feelings down? Like,
well, I guess you just value the friendship more than anything, and that's probably why, I mean, I don't know, but he's probably grappled with that for years, right? Is it worth jeopardizing the friendship over?
Yeah.
And I think some people generally just go, no, I value the friendship more than even saying ever saying anything.
So this is great because Matt got into our DMs as well and sort of spoke to us about how when you mature and you get to that point where you realize as a dude that women aren't just objects, this is how, like, Matt kind of went through that.
Back when I was like 18 or 19, it was like, oh yeah, every attractive woman in my life is like a possible partner, is like a possible girlfriend. And I'm like, yeah, G'ing up, like, I'm going to profess my love to them or I'm going to tell them how I feel or whatever. And it just, at some point it kind of dawned on me, or maybe someone sat me down and was just like, one of my friends was like, hey, you know, this isn't on. Like, people are more than how they look and are worth more than just their appearance. And it was like, these people, like, I have some of my most valued friends that, of course, I think are super attractive, but I just have the self-control to be like, oh, I'm never going to ask them out because I don't have to. I don't feel the need. They give as much value to me as a friend as they would a potential partner. And it just doesn't really matter. It's not a factor as to how they look.
So many guys were also saying this. They didn't necessarily use the word self-control, which I found kind of interesting because I'm like, as a woman, I'm like, I can like people, I can feel attracted to someone, but I'm not like going feral at them. You know what I mean? Like, I don't need to be like, control yourself. Control yourself. But, you know, like the sort of the thing of like looking past like somebody's looks, there are a lot of guys in the DMs being like, I'm so glad I'm past that now. I'm like, well done, I guess. I don't know. I feel a bit weird about it.
I think that's fair, babe. I think that's fair. Yeah, it's an interesting thing because I wonder if we spoke to queer people and, like, I don't know, just, like, about what they find attractive about other people, like, if it would necessarily be just looks. Because that's the thing. It's, like, attraction could be so many different things for someone.
Mm. Like David said,
it's not just like you're hot, I want to fuck you.
Yeah, yeah.
So therefore, like, this friendship isn't going to be a friendship.
Yeah. We got a DM from Mike saying, I was friends with a girl and asked her out early on. She wasn't into me, but we stayed friends. Years later, she got a boyfriend and I was still into her, which really stung, especially because she told me she had feelings for me literally as I was just about to go into a relationship.
Oh, no.
Then he says, I low-key felt like I was just waiting for her to be single and it was weird, so I distanced myself to break those feelings. Mature, smart. Yeah. I think a lot of people need to learn that.
Distance can actually help so much.
Mm-hmm.
And I would probably say that's probably what's helped with my friendships with people I've hooked up with.
Also, the self-realization of Mike just knowing he was like, this is weird. Why am I acting like I'm waiting for her to be single? Like, this is weird behavior.
Mm.
Because it's like, she can be a friend. Like, we could go into like the whole friend zone thing, how the friend zone doesn't exist. Like, for some people, they think that. But like, yeah, women exist as more than just like an object to fuck. Sorry.
We need that on a t-shirt in this episode. So obviously for Laura, she was really lucky with that guy that she's been friends with for 7 years who told her that he had feelings for her and they were still able to be besties, which I love. But I don't know. I feel like that's kind of rare because I feel like for most people, when you say that, in a friendship, it does change the dynamic.
Yeah, I would say overwhelmingly we had DMs from people who said it changed the dynamic to the point where sometimes the friendship would completely die. So we got one from Chris, a DM, saying, I got really close to a friend at work. I was physically attracted, nothing more than that. It came to a head when she invited me in after a night out, after being like a year of friends. Chris declined. We spoke about it the next day. She said she felt like I was giving her mixed signals and we worked it out. We're still friends, but it is now a completely different vibe. Same thing with Paul as well. He got in touch.
So I've known this guy for a few years already. We've gone on a date before. We hit it off really well, but we just stayed as friends. He's been single for a little while now. And because of that, we got a lot closer. We started talking more, but because I live 5 hours away, it's been hard to follow through. When I was down last, we did hang out and it was really nice to just be with him again, just genuinely just hang out as mates. And then afterwards, I like let him know that I still had these feelings for him, even after all these years. And I just didn't want that to impact our friendship. And his response to it was that I'm kind-hearted and genuine and that he would love to have dated someone like me. End of the day, we're still mates and that's fine, but we definitely don't talk as much anymore.
All right, so let's talk about it from the perspective of a partner. Mm-hmm. Say you're dating somebody and they have a really close friend and you start to get that weird gnawing feeling in your gut and you're like, something stinks. Something's not right here.
Yeah.
Do you trust that? Is it legit? Turns out a lot of people have had this experience. Reese DM'd us saying, my last ex cheated on me with someone who was, quote, just a good friend. Never trust someone who isn't transparent when they're catching up with a friend.
Well, I guess as well, like when you're in a relationship, like my partner has so many friends, like of, I guess it's like, I don't know. It's so hard when you have so many queer friends because I'm like everyone is just friends with everyone.
Yeah.
You know, it is very like, it's just a very straight mentality. But like my partner has a lot of like girls that are friends, like so many.
Mm.
And it's not once ever crossed my mind that it's a weird thing.
Yeah.
I've never had a gut feeling about any of it. I guess it's like boundaries and lines being crossed here or like it's emotional cheating or something, you know?
Yeah. It's really, really difficult. But we did get this DM from Tiani explaining her situation, which I think kind of nails the point.
My ex introduced me to one of his new uni friends and I instantly felt insecure. No reason to be insecure, just felt insecure about her. I asked him and he said, no, nothing there, nothing to worry. Move forward a year and a half, he tells me he has feelings for her. It attributed to our breakup. I recently found out that they're no longer friends as well.
I was not expecting that ending. I thought she was going to be like, and now they're together. Because that seems to be the narrative. It's like whoever you have a gut feeling about, it's normally like you break up because it just causes so much tension in your relationship and then you're like a month later or whatever, you're like, oh, you're together.
Yeah. But with her, it's like her ex ruined their relationship and the friendship
as
and
well.
Now he has like nothing. So again, word of warning to anyone who wants to act on those feelings. It does make you think though, like this whole episode, we are talking about people who are attracted to a friend.
Yeah.
A lot of these things are people who are like confiding, sharing feelings, doing intimate things, like I said at the top, like where it blurs the boundary of a friendship and a relationship. And I think Claire actually made a really good point in regards to this.
Being attracted to someone doesn't always mean you want to be in a relationship with them. From my experience, I don't think you can be friends with someone who you develop feelings for. I'm someone who doesn't beat around the bush. I told this person, who was my good friend, that I had feelings for them. And it was unfortunately unreciprocated. And yeah, he was adamant that we could still be really good friends. But that was it. The friendship was pretty much over.
Spot on.
Yeah.
There's such a difference between being attracted to someone and having feelings for that person.
Yeah. And I couldn't help but notice all the guys who got in touch and the people you heard today, like Damo, Matt, Tom, a lot of them were kind of more basing it off the question, which is attraction.
Yeah.
But then when we were hearing from people who said it's not possible, like Danny, like Georgia, even Haley to an extent, like, you know, they were really exchanging feelings where it was like feeling into a, like a relationship rather than like just a general surface attraction. So maybe that's the answer. It's kind of one of those topics where I feel like no one's wrong.
No, because at the end of the day, it's like what we said. It's like about your gut feeling and about just like if you're in a relationship and you feel that about a friendship that's happening, like have that conversation and talk it out and figure out what's going on. And if there's certain boundaries, you're like, I actually don't feel comfortable with you staying out with them until the early morning, you know? Like that's not what I want for any of your friendships or this particular friendship. Or if you just have this gut feeling about them wanting more.
Mm.
I don't know. It's just probably just having to communicate that. And then if that's not being respected, like if you've said that this is something that's making you feel uncomfortable.
Yeah.
You know?
T.
Oh.
Period.
You heard it here first?
Hey, thank you so much to everyone who's contributed to this. It was a massive
Oh my
effort.
Gosh, it was huge.
Like, this was one of, like, the biggest topics we've done. It was so interesting to see all your different points and experiences. So, yeah, thank you for opening up about it.
We love you.
And we will see you next time. But if you have any questions.
Yes, DM us.
DM us, of course. Okay, now we can go. Bye.